Yeah, so anyway, I thought it's really not so much of the sugyas, but since the topic of the nekudas by Lano Levaneinu comes up in the Gemara, so I thought I would just share with you something that I once said about that topic. I actually said it when I first came to IU. Because there's an Ovester of Nosson, a language in Ovester of Nosson that when I was that before I came to IU, I never heard of. Then I came to IU and everybody was talking about it, so that's how it came to my attention. You probably know about this Ovester of Nosson. He took an Intro to Bible course, you probably know that. Where is it? Erev Lamed Daled. Yeah, it's also in Medrash Rabbah somewhere. It says, "Esin Nekudas B'Torah." There are 10 places in Sefer Torah we have Nekudas on top of the letters, and it goes through one by one what they are and what we dashen for them. Yishbet Hashem Beini Veinecha. So there's a Nekuda Al Yud Shebeinecha. Melamed Shli Omer Loi El Al Hagar. She said Beinecha, but she meant. She meant Hagar. V'yemu Elov Ayei Sarei Yishtecha. Rashi Mitchun Chumash brings this Elov. The Malachim said to Abraham Ayei Sarei Yishtecha. So what's the Elov? Nokar Al Aleph Yud Vav. In the word Elov, Sheyayid Nebo Umevaker Nachareo. And then b'shachbol b'kuma by b'nois loyt nokadal hav vov shebekuma harishon b'lamet shelhir gishela b'amidosa. Anyway, there's a whole bunch the protom of the drasha you work out, but it goes through one by one. Each one of these nekudas is what we learn out from it. Der chayke is a nekuda on the hay of rechayke that it means doesn't mean literally der chayke lemin aspukas hazar v'lachutz. A lot of these things are in Gemara. That's Gemara M'sachim. And then the last one is Anastaris Hashem Alakeno Vaniglais Lonu Levaneinu. The Elam saw this, I think I sent it out. Nokra Lonu Levaneinu, Vial Ayin Shiba'ad. So that's Agamar. It's interesting here, it doesn't say the whole what we dash it from it, but I think the Goyim probably puts it in. Yeah, the Goyim puts it in. Melamish Shali Onu Shaleim Ad Shavu Sayyadin. Then the Brisa goes on. It was after it gives the whole list and each one what we dashin from the particular nekudas. So then the Brisa says, "Veloma nokat, veloma, and why?" I think in Medrash it says, "Veloma nokat." Why did he put these nekudas in? Elakach Omar Ezra. Ezra said. So right away we see a Tovah Chodesh here that Ezra put in the nekudas. The Taz in the other day brings us that the nekudas were put in by Ezra. That's what the Taz says. If they left out, doesn't pass them. Because Ezra put in the Nekudas. So the Gemara asks, "V'loma nokin, why did he put in these Nekudas?" Elakach Amar Ezra. Ezra said, "Im Yovel Yov V'yoymali, if Neimako Saftakach, if Eliyahu Novi will come and he'll ask me, why did you write this? Oimer Ani Loi, Kvai Nekarati Aleim. So I'll tell him, I put Nekudas on top. V'im Oimer Liyofi Kosafto. And if he'll tell me, you know, you're Otaka right. So then I have a Nekudah Me'aleim, then I'll just erase the Nekudas. That can from the Medrash, from the Braisa. So what's Pasha Pshat in the Braisa? Pasha Pshat in the Braisa, this last line, is that all these places where the Nekudas represent places where Ezra had a Sufik. What if those words belong? Should those words be written or not? So he said, I don't know what to do, a Sufik about these words. So I'll put in the Nekudas. And then, if Eliyahu will come to me, it'll say, at the end of the day, why did you write those words? They're a mistake. So I'll tell him, well, that's why I put in the Kudus, to indicate that they don't belong. And if he'll tell me that, no, you wrote Taka properly, so fine, so then I'll take the Nekudus off. I'll take those signs of erasure off, and Mimela, Monoshach, I'll be okay. In other words, the Nekudus represent questionable text. Places in the text where Ezra had a suffix, what's the right text? That's the Pashup Shah. So, it's not so much that I have a theological problem with that. Even though Emes HaMoshe has a tshuva somewhere where he says he doesn't understand, he thinks that's like kfira. thinks it's yeah, I don't know exactly what he does with it, but I don't know. Maishu, some of the Mefarshim Chumash bring this Tzion, so Kadmon brings this, and that's how he explains it. So I don't have per se a theological problem with it, in that the Gemara does say that there were three Sefer Torah in the Beis Hamikdash that they kept whenever there were questions about the text. There were three Sefer Torah in the Azara, and they would check out that those were the standard, the gold standard by which they checked all the other Sfar. So the Gemara says, but what if we're discrepancies in those three Sfar? So the Gemara says they were Machri Alpi Raif, two Sfarim against one. And the Gemara gives examples. Two Sfarim said Narad Bnei Israel, one Sefer said Zatut Bnei Israel, other examples. So at the end of the world, to say that there could be Ezra Sefer was, you know, establishing the standard text, comparing all the Sefer Torah, and not the end of the world to say that maybe there were certain words that he had a suffix, whether those words are correct or not. So he put in nukudas to indicate the dubiousness of the questionableness of the text. But the problem is, two problems. First of all, but the Bryce itself said that we darshan all those nukudas to Joshua. The Bryce just went through all the nukudas, and it said each one what we learn out from it, the Zahe and Derek Chayka, the Bryce itself says it to the Kudus Adir Ladrasha. So how can it turn around and say, Veloma Nokar, and why do you put in those Nakudas? Because he wasn't sure if those words belong there at all. Yeah, so Yechalana Loimar, maybe we could say that in the Chrami it's a Machaikas. That maybe it's, and then it's in Medish, it says Yeshomer. The Medish, when it brings us, Medish Rabba, when it brings us, Taka says Yeshomer Veloma Nokar. But in other words, Reb Nosson, it doesn't say it as Yeshayim, and the Goyim does not have it as Yeshayim. Goyim, when he's Makia, he puts in the Goyim. You know, I told you, leaves out Milam Shli Onish on the stars. So the Goyim puts in Milam Shli Onish Shli Onish Shli Ela Atche Ob Ela Atche Ob Velo Menokad Ela Kach, and so on and so forth. So the Goyim does not have it as Yeshayim. So it's not Yeshayim. So the Mamash doesn't make sense. Christ is says yourself Minayevay. First, it says it's Ladrasha. Then it turns around and it says, V'lom Anokar. So that's number one. Number two, the Emes is taka very hard, even though the Sunni does learn it that way. It's hard to say that the Nakudas represent a Suffolk, because a lot of the Nakudas are in letters. It doesn't make sense to say that there's a Suffolk. It's Nokar an Ayin Sheba'ad and Lonul Vaneinu Ad Olam. Nokar a Lonul Vaneinu and an Ayin Sheba'ad. How could you leave out the Ayin Sheba'ad? What would that be then? And his story is Lashem Elokeinu. What is that? Or Vayomu Elav Ayisor Ishtecho. So it says it's not good on the Aleph Yud Hey of Elav. Aleph Yud Vav. So leaves it. But the Lamed is there. Vayomu Le Ayisor Ishtecho. Doesn't make sense. And you go through one by one. A lot of them just doesn't make sense to say that there's a suffix in the text. Yeah, so let's get to the phone. What's going on? So I have a theory about this Avastar Nelson. That's basically what I want to tell you. I have a theory. Well, it's not like this. Also, it's time to understand, how did Ezra come in over here? Why is Ezra over here the Yeah, so it's not like this. The Gemara says in Gittin that there's a halacha that when you write psukim, not only in the Sefer Torah, stamazi, when you write psukim, so you have to have sirtut. It means you have to draw a line and write the psukim under the line. It's halacha. So we're not makban on it, so the place can say, because we write in script, and script maybe it's not a narachia, but if you write letters in Ksavashur, it's halacha you have to write with sirtut. Three words, four words, I don't know how many words exactly, but if you write more than one or two words out of a pasuk, you wrote enough words that it forms it's a quotation from a pasuk. So it's halacha you have to have sirtut. Yet, so the Rishonim had discussed that. Why don't we do it? I said, we write all the time and we don't do shittut. So like I said, some Rishonim say, well, we write in script, it's maybe in script, you don't have to have it. The Pesachei Tshuva brings, it's in the Reish Pei Dalet, the Pesachei Tshuva brings a tshuva from Rav Maimon, the father of the Rambam, who says that there's taka chiyuv sirtut, but what we do instead, I guess sirtut is not so convenient, you have to get a ruler, he says what we do instead is we put nekudas on top of the letters. And if you put nekudas on top of the letters, that obviates the need for sirtut. And he says, and that's the minug in Arotzis B'nai Kedem, in the Eastern countries, I guess in the Muslim world, that's the minug, that when they quote a pasuk, they put nekudas on top of the pasuk. And somehow by putting nekudas on top of the pasuk, they obviate the need to have sirtut. Adkan from Rav Maimon. So the Pesachei Tshuva, he brings it secondhand. He brings it from a Rivosh, I think, or a Tashbatz. Anyway, he brings it from Tshuvas, from a Rishon Rishon, maybe from Tashbatz, B'Shem Rav Maimon Avi Aramim. And then the Tashbatz says, but any idea Tam Adolah. She doesn't understand how it works. Like, how does putting it in the Kudus take off the need for Siyatut? So that's what I want to begin with. Let's talk of the Svar. Rav Maimon over here is saying, Rambam's father, saying a Svar, that when you have the kudus on top of the letters, you don't have to be misartit. Ordinarily, if you write letters, you write a posuk, you have to be misartit. But if you write a posuk with the kudus on top of the oisius, then you don't need to be misartit. So my high, how does that work? How does the nekudus substitute for the sirtut, or avoid the need for sirtut? So I think the pshat is, what would you say? What's takas for? Why should putting in the kudus somehow now make it that I don't have to be misakted anymore?
What's the need for sirtut in the first place?
What's halacha?
To keep everything nice and straight.
So how is the nekudus going to keep it straight?
You do the dots first, like a straight line, so you'll write the letters right under it.
Do the dots first, okay. And how do you know the dots? Why are the dots more straight than the letters?
I don't know.
And if you can make the dots straight, so make the letters so particular to make a straight line. I don't think it's the pshat. So I think the pshat's like this. What would be the muscle if I wanted to write a pasuk? But of course, I don't want to be misacted because I don't have a ruler handy and it's hard for me to be misacted. So you know what? I decide instead I'll do. I don't know if they have it anymore today. When I was a kid, you know, you used to have secret codes in the cereal boxes. You get secret codes where it would be like you get a code ring, and what it did was you substitute. For every letter, you could substitute a different letter. And then your friend had also the same code ring, and then you could like figure the code and get it back. So let's say I had such a code ring, and I knew, you know, every time there's an aleph, I substitute a lamed, and every time there's a bez, I substitute a mem, and I have my secret code. So I write out the pasuk, but I write it out with secret code using different letters than the letters that it's written in the Torah. So right, instead of it saying Breishis Bara, you know, instead of Bezer, I write a gimel, instead of whatever it is, I have my code. So would I need sirtut? Bara not. I didn't write it. That's not the letters with which the pasuk is written in Sefer Torah. So I think the story is like this. Hey Yosh, that you see in Torah that you have letters that are written without nekudus. And then you have in Torah itself, you have letters that are written with Nekudus. Certain places, that's Esem, Chaymus, and Torah, you have letters that are written with Nekudus. It's not the pshat that the Nekuda is something, you have the letter itself, you have an Aleph, Ayesar Eshtechel, you have an Aleph, and on top of the Aleph, you have a Nekuda. The Nekuda is part of the Ois, and it's a different form of the Ois. It's a different letter. An Aleph with a Nekuda is a different Aleph than an Aleph with a Nekuda. In other words, you see in the Torah itself, the Torah has certain places where it writes an aleph with a nekuda. Esim Makaymus. It writes an aleph with a nekuda, and it writes with these letters. It writes these letters with nekudas. So the pshat is that's the different. It's a different form of aleph. There's an aleph, and then there's an aleph with a nekuda. An aleph minukedus. An aleph minukedus is a different letter than a regular aleph. So if I have a posuk, I'm writing a posuk, I'm writing a letter, and I want to quote a posuk. And no matter what, we're talking about not the psukim that have nekudas in the Sefer Torah. So a regular pasuk, I want to write a pasuk, and I want to write somebody's getting married, and I write a bracha, chesenu ati alfi revolv. It's a pasuk. So I can't write it that way. I mean, I would have to write sirtut, and I don't want to write. I don't want to do sirtut. So says Rav Maimon, you know, there's an eitzah. The eitzah is, this is the minhag. You write it with nekudas. If you write it with nekudas, that means you're using different letters than it's written in the Torah. In the Torah, this pasuk is not from the Esther Mekaymus. In the Torah, this pasuk is written with oisias bilti minukodos. You are now substituting. You're writing achesenu, so the aleph of achesenu. You write aleph. You write with a nekuda. That means you're not using a regular aleph. Using an aleph minukedus. An aleph minukedus is a different kind of aleph. So you're writing the pasuk. It's like you did your code ring. This is a very easy code to crack. The code over here is, instead of aleph, you write aleph minukedus. Instead of a ches, you write a ches minukedus. Instead of a vav, you write a vav minukedus. That's a substitute. So you're writing with different letters than it says in. And mainly, you don't have to have sirtut. Yeah, so in Echnamil, Moshe, what would be if somebody was writing a letter and he wanted to say, Lonu Vanenu Ad Olam? So then I don't think it would help to put in the Nekudas. Because then you make it worse. So in Echnamil, in a case like that, you probably leave off the Nekudas. But he wasn't talking about that. That's not usually the case. You know, it doesn't happen so much. You're writing a letter and you write, you know, Ayi Sari Shtecha. It's probably not going to happen that much. So the normal case is, you're writing a pasuk that doesn't have the Nekudas. So you put in the Nekudas, that means you're changing the Tzura size. You're using a different tzuras ha'ayis than the tzuras ha'ayis that it says in Torah. I think that's the pshat in the and really you don't have to have sirtut. I think that's the pshat over here in the svara of this minug. This I don't know if they still do it or not. I have no idea. But Rav Maimon says this is minug atzis b'nei kedem, the Rama's father. And the Rama's father is I don't know if he made it up or he just records this as the minug. But I think that's the pshat behind this minug. So what I want to take away from here is, the takeaway from this Hakdama is that the way we have to look at the Nekudas is not something additional suspended on top of the ice. But it's a different ice. An ice, an aleph with the Nekuda is a different aleph, which maybe we should give it a different name. It's a different Tzurasa ice. It's a shinui, well maybe a different name is too strong, but it's a shinui in the Tzurasa ice. This is an ice, it's an aleph that's written differently than an ordinary aleph. And in these 10 places, the Torah says that the Oisir should be written with the Shinui. That's Hakdama number one. Now, moving along. Sirtut we're not worried about anymore, but just that's the takeaway that I want to extract from that discussion. Yeah. Shouldn't be Ma'akiv? Yeah, I don't know, maybe. The Tassa is not Ma'akiv. I don't know. Lefi Ma'ashtikul Torah, I'm not so sure about that. We'll see at the end of the day. If you match the Kuthar, I'm not sure the Taz is right that it's not Ma'akev.
Because it reads the same, so it shouldn't be a problem.
No, the Taz is not Ma'akev because Ezra invented it. We'll see. We're not done with the Kuthar yet. We'll see at the end whether it's going to work with the Taz. Okay, if it doesn't work with the Taz, we'll live with that. But now, Hakdama number two. There's a Machlekes Nigmara in Sanhedrin Tak in Chaf Aleph. In what letters was the Torah given? I mean, there it's not talking about Nekudas, it's talking about something else. There's two kinds of alphabets. We know there's the Aleph Beis that we have, Ksav Ashuris. And then there's the Aleph Beis of what the Gemara calls Ksav Livaynoh, ancient Hebrew script. Like, you know, all the archaeological finds, the letters and everything's written with these letters that don't look like our letters. It's right, the Aleph looks like a sideways A, and Gimel looks like a Gamma. There's a difference. There's an ancient Hebrew script. It's called, in Gemara, it's called Ksav Livaynoh. So Gemara has a discussion. There's a sug in the Gemara. What's the story? Was the Torah given in Ksav Livaynoh? Was the Torah given in Ksav? Was Torah given in Ksav Ashuris? If it was given in Ksav Livaynoh, how did it get changed to Ksav Ashuris? So Machlokes in the Gemara. So there's one opinion in the Gemara that the Torah was given La'olam in Ksav Ashuris. And then later on, Shokhu forgot about it, and they started to use Ksav Livaynoh, and then they were Chazru v'Yisdom. Then they Ezra maybe says, I don't remember. They were Machzir HaTorah L'Yoshna, and they reestablished Ksav Ashuris. I think that's what the Gemara says. Let me make sure I'm telling it to you right. Now I do need to go. Yeah, Rebbe, so Chabezim Aleph. This is the Rebbe I'm telling you. Rebbe Yomer, B'tchilu b'ksav zed nit n'tar l'Yisrael. The Torah is given a ksav ashuris that we have. Kevin shechotu nepech lehem l'royetz. And then when they were chayte, what were they chayte? Shalman Avarizar. So then they, the ksav became corrupted, the ksav livayno. Kevin shechotu b'hem echzir lehem. And then when they did shuvah, so they got ksav ashuris back. I don't know exactly when all of this happened. Rashi says, "Kem shechotu b'vayis rishonu bizu es atayra." So they forgot it. And then when they did shuvah, I guess in by sheni when they did shuvah for avodah zara, actually Knesset Sagdola, they did shuvah for avodah zara, so they got ksav ashuris back. That's the opinion of Rebbe. And however, Rabbi Yossi disagrees. Rabbi Yossi says that the Torah was given in Ksav Levi No'o. And Ezra was Mishana to Ksav Ashurus. So when I ask, how could Ezra do that? We have a cloud, a Novi Rashai Lechadish Novi, not allowed to be, the Novi's not allowed to be, to make changes. So the Gemara says, the Mitchila was given that one day it will be changed, because it says, Mishnah HaTorah HaZoyis Ksav HaRoy L'Ishtanos. So it was built in that the Ksav Livanon, which the Torah was given only for a certain amount of time, and it was given Amanas that it was going to be supplanted by Ksav HaShuris, and Ezra was Roy Shetinos and Torah HaYodoy, but the Torah was already given, but Ezra was Zoycha that he was the one who was Mishana, who realized that transition from Ksav Livanon to Ksav HaShuris. Now, Kaponim, Shitas Rabbi Yossi, this is what I want. Shitas Rabbi Yossi is that Torah is given Ksav Livanoah, and then Ezra HaSefer came and he changed it to Ksav Ashuris. I and Novi can't be Mechadish Dover, but Ksav Livanoah Milchatchilo was Ksav Aroy Lishtanis. So that means there's a Ritva here that says that Chalila, the Matan Torah, the Aseres HaDibris were about to give Ksav Ashuris. It doesn't mean the Torah was given Ksav, the Aseres HaDibris were in Ksav Ashuris, but just means. That's what the Ritva says. What does it just mean? I think he says it just means like for every day used to use Ksav Livano. But Avada, the Shvetera and the Sadibris was all given in Ksav, even according to Yosef, it was in Ksav Ashuris. But in Rishalmi says not the way. Rishalmi says Beferish that according to Rabbi Yosi, the Aser Sadibris were given in Ksav Livano. Yishami says, you know, it's a famous Gemara that Mem v'samach shebeluchas b'nei so yoimdim. That by the luchas was carved all the way through, so the Mem is a circle. A Mem so this is a circle. The Gemara says that it was a nes, and the samach was a nes. So the Yishami says that according to Rabbi Yossi, the nes was not with the Mem v'samach shebeluchas, but the nes was with the ayin shebeluchas. Because in Ksav Livanoah, a Mem is not a circle, and in samach is not a circle. I think it's an X or something. But an ayin is a circle, and Ksav Livanoah, an ayin is a circle. You have a Hebrew English dictionary in the beginning, sometimes they have Ksav Livanoah, you'll see it. So ayin is a circle. So Yishami says Beferish that according to Rabbi Yossi, the Neish Shebeluchas wasn't with the Mem v'samach, it was with the ayin. But the Kitzur in Yishami is talking Beferish that according to Rabbi Yossi, the Torah was given Mamish in Ksav Livanoah, it was a Ksav Aroy Lishtanes, and it was Nishtan Al Yedei, it was Nishtan Al Yedei Ezra. Interesting is, and Yushami it says, in Agamar it's Rabbi Yossi, and Yushami it's Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson's the one who says, the Ksav was Nishtan al Yedei Ezra. So I thought maybe that's a Dovah, that the Ovis Rabbi Nosson that talks about Ezra writing the Sefer Torah, and Ezra had to decide what to do. Why is Ezra writing the Sefer Torah? Because it's Rabbi Nosson. Rabbi Nosson holds that the Ksav was Nishtan al Yedei Ezra. So we made Ezra, they had to change all the Sefer Torah. They wrote in your old Sefer Torah, they traded it in, they gave you a new model Sefer Torah. And this is all going on under Ezra. So Ezra's in charge of rewriting all the Sefer Torah. So Ezra's so that's why the Ovis Rav Nosson talks about. That's why this Brisa talks about the Ksav. Ezra is engaged in writing Sefer Torah. So now Yeshlog, we have here 10 places in Torah where there are Nekudas, and the Brisa says, the Gemara says in many places that the Nekudas are the Drasha. The Nekudas are indicating Drashas that we're supposed to know. So they serve a purpose, the Nekudas serve a purpose, Lidrasha. But it's certainly a Mavur and Ovis Rav Nosson that Ezra was Mechadish and Nekudas. It's the Taz. You see in this Braisa that Ezra was the one who introduced these Nekudas. So what was in the Sefer Torah before Ezra? Chara, there were no Nekudas. But if there were no Nekudas, so how do they have the Drosos? Like, those Nekudas are teaching Halachas. Or Halachas, or Drosos. Halachin Arvus, Derech Chayka, Halachin in what's called Derech Chayka by Karban Pesach. There are things that are learned out from the Nekudas. If you don't have the Nekudas, then you're not going to have those Drosos. So what was before, and it says in Vice that Ezra's Mechash does Nekudas. So where did they have the Drushas? Where was the Drusha before Ezra were introduced the Nekudas? And here's where I want to introduce my vort, and this is where it comes together. We saw before that the gedder of the Nekuda is not like Stam a Nekuda suspended over the ice. The Nekuda is a shinui in the Tzuras ice. That was Ramayman's vort. The Nekuda is a shinui in the Tzuras ice. Before Ezra, and that's the halach over here, that these letters have to be written with a shinui in the Tzuras ice, Lidrosha. That's number one. But two, before Ezra, there were no Nekudas. That's from a Furish and Braisa, the Taz points out, there were no Nekudas. Number three, before Ezra, the Sefer Torah were written in Ksav Livano, according to Rabbi Yisir, Rabbi Nosson, this Braisa seems all the way. Before Ezra, the Sefer Torah were written in Ksav Livano. And Ksav Livano is called the Ksav HaRoi Lihishtanis. That's why Ezra was able to change it, because it's Ksav HaRoi Lihishtanis. So putting those three things together, I want to say, Chiddush. That Avadah was a shinui. There's a halachal that in those Esser Mekaymas there has to be a shinui in the Tzuras Ha'is. But in the original Sefer Torah, in the Ksav Livanah, Ksav Livanah is a Ksav HaRoi Lishtanis. In Ksav Livanah is a Ksav HaRoi Lishtanis, so they were Mishana in those Esser Mekaymas. The halachal was to be Mishana in the ice. And there was a shinui in the Gufa ice. In those 10 places, there was a shinui in the Tzuras Ha'is. It was specifically written in standard Ksav Livanah, but in these 10 mekaymis, there's a halacha that there has to be a shinui in the Tzuras Ha'is, because that's the halacha over here. Esen the Kodesh of it's supposed to be a shinui in the Tzuras Ha'is. So there was taka shinui in the Tzuras Ha'is. So in Lonu Levanenu Ad Olam, the Ayin Shiv'ad, I don't know, Ayin ordinarily in Ksav Livanah was a circle, so maybe it was they made an ellipse, or there was some shinui in the Tzuras Ha'is. We don't know, can't recover what the shinui was. Well, there was a shinui in the Tzuras Ha'is. Now comes along Ezra. And he's transcribing the Sefer Torah from Ksav Livanah to Ksav Ashurs. So now Ezra has a quandary. On the one hand, you have to be Mishan in the Tzuras. There's halacha. In these Esser Mekaymis, you have to be Mishan in the Tzuras Ha'is. On the other hand, that was okay when you told him Ksav Livanah. Ksav Livanah is a Ksav HaRoi Lishtanis. So you can be Mishan in the Tzuras Ha'is. But now we're using Ksav Ashurs. Ksav Ashurs is not plastic. It's not Roy Lishtanis. It's not a Ksav HaRoi Lishtanis anymore. Now we're talking about the Ksav HaShuris, and we'll share Shavik Sovim. Ksav HaShuris, and that's Soibel. It's not a Ksav HaRoi Lishtanis. So how is Ezra going to be, how are we going to be preserve the halacha? He wants to transcribe. You know, every, have a Ksav Livanah word, we're going to translate it into a Ksav HaShuris word. Here we come to these 10 places, and it's written with Shinuyim in the Tzuras Ha'is. So in Ksav Livanah, there was Shinuyim in the Tzuras Ha'is, because Ksav Livanah is anyway Roy Lishtanis. So it's Soibel, Shinuyim in the Tzuras Ha'is. But Ksav HaShuris is the final Ksav. It's not Soibel Shinuyim in the Tzuras Ha'is. So now, how do we pass this over? How do we translate this? We have Ksav Livanah is the more it's Roy Lishtanis. Ksav Livanah Machtadre, you can make a dent or something, but it can't do it in Ksav HaShuris. In Ksav HaShuris, you have to write the letter Kitzuroso, and any Shini Pasels in Ksav HaShuris. So, but how would you preserve the halacha that you have to have that this halacha of Moshe Mishina, you have to have a Shini in the Tzuras Ha'is? Says Ezra. You know what I'll do? I'll put Nekudas on top of the ice. And that satisfies everything. On the one hand, I wasn't Mishana in the Tzuras Ha'is because the ice is Kitzuros. On the other hand, if you look at it, that's if you look at it without the Nekudah. On the other hand, if you look at it with the Nekudah, then there's a Shini in the Tzuras Ha'is. That was reminding me so. That the Nekudah is not something outside of the ice. It's the Nekudah is part of the ice, and Mela ice has a different Surah. So the Nekudah over here accomplishes something terrific. The Nekudah allows me to look at the ice with two different sets of glasses, two frames. If I look at the ice and I frame the ice without the Nekudah, so I have an ice without any Shimon. On the other hand, if I look at the ice and I frame the ice with Kudah, so now there's a Shimon in the Tzuras Ha'is. So Ezra said, Ezra wasn't sure. Let's put it as a suffix. The Lashon of Eisen Mashmi had a suffix. He said, I'm not sure what to do. On the one hand, maybe I have to be Mishan on the Tzur Sa'is, because there's Halachal Mashim Mishin. Yes, in the Ludrasha over here, in Esther Mekhaimis, you have to be Mishan on the Tzur Sa'is. On the other hand, I'm not sure that in Ksava Shur I'm allowed to be Mishan on the Tzur Sa'is. It's not anymore Ksava Roy Lishtanis. He said, you know what I'll do? I'll put a Nukud on top. And that way, I'll be safe either way. Im Yovel Yovel Yomar. He'll come and say, how come you wrote the letter Kitzurosa? Where's the Shinui? So I'll say, no, I already nakadati me'aleim. I'll frame the letter with it. We'll say, look, you're looking at the letter the wrong way. You have to look at the, you have to frame the letter with the nukud also. Then Yovel Yovel Yomar Yofikas after. On the other hand, if Yovel Novi will say, no, it's good that you weren't Mishan of the Tzur Sa'is, because in Ksav HaShuris, you're not supposed to be Mishan of the Tzur Sa'is. So I'll nimavir nukud me'aleim. Then I'll take the nukudus away. And I'll draw the frame around the letter, and we'll get rid of the nekudas. So that way, mimonoshoch, I'll be okay. That's one way to say it. But I think the oimak here is more than that. The Brisa says it beloshen sofik. Ezra had a sofik. I think it's a melitza. I think what Ezra was saying was, I have taka two conflicting claims, two conflicting demands. The one, I have a demand that I have to be mishan in the Tzur Sa'is. And therefore, Elyonov is going to say, where's the shinui? You have to have a shinui in the Tzur Sa'is, because Halachal Mashim Sinai, you have to have a shinui in the Tzur Sa'is. On the other hand, you have to have, but Tzav HaShur is not Nitin Lishtanis. So you can't be Mishan in the Tzur Sa'is. So as Ezra said, you know what I'll do? I'll make a shinui in the Tzur Sa'is that gives me the choice that I can frame the letter. Now, because I have these two demands, so say, well, L'inyin, the demand that Tzav HaShur is not be Roy Lishtanis, that Tzav HaShur is not Roy Lishtanis, not Sovel Shinuyim. So I could, but that's okay because I can frame the letter without the nekuda and satisfy that requirement. But on the other hand, the inyan that there's also a halacha that ksav hashur is that you have to have a shinuyim in the surah sa'is l'drasha. So I have a nekuda on top of it that allows me also to have a different frame of reference in which the nekuda is part of the letter, and then there is a shinuyim in the surah sa'is l'drasha. And that way, as I said, this way I'm able to satisfy everything. That's pshat in the Brisa. So the kitzur comes out like this. The Brisa is saying is, and it's Rav Nosson Lishin Tosuk. Rav Nosson also Torah is given in Ksav Livenoah, and now the enterprise of Ezra is to go from Ksav Livenoah, the Ksav Roy Lishtanis, and to go to Ksav Ashuris, which is no longer Roy Lishtanis. So Ezra has a problem, but the Brisa just gave me all arichos. Es in the Kudosh of Torah. There's 10 places in Torah where there's shinuyim in the letters in order to make a drasha. So Ezra said, how am I going to write these? How am I going to write these 10 places? In the old Ksav Livenoah, it was fine. I made shinuyim. They had shinuyim in the Surah Sa'is. But now we're going over to Ksav HaShuris, so I don't know what Elyonov is going to come to me with. And I'm saying it's just a melitza, really. Elyonov is going to come and he's going to say, you need both. You have to have, on the one, you can't have shinuyim. But on the other hand, you have to have shinuyim because you have to have the drasha. So Ezra, you know what, I'll put nekudas on. And then, depending on the question, I have to, you know, depending on the point of view. If we're taking the point of view of, how come you wrote the letters with the, how come, with Neymakas after Kach, how come you wrote the letters with the shinui? So we'll see. How come you wrote the letters, sorry, how come you wrote the Neymakas after Kach, where's the shinui? So the answer is, frame it with the nekudah, then you have a shinui. But on the other hand, when Elyonov comes to me with the other taina, that the Ofikas after, you're not supposed to have shinuyim over here because it's Ksav HaShuris, so I satisfied that demand also because I could ignore the Nekudah and just draw the frame around the letter. So Kach HaKach, we're able to, in Ksav HaShuris, that's how we're able to have a shinuy in the Tzur Sa'is that somehow not, at the same time, is not Pegei in the Tzur Sa'is. That's what I say is Pshat and the Brais. Maybe there's no steer between the beginning of the Brais and the Efeket. It's all one Hemshah. All the Halach, all the Nekudas are the Drasha. The Gemara is explaining, why did he do it in such a way with Nekudas and Tah? So make Shinuyim in the letter. So he says, no, Ksav HaShuris. That was his problem. Ksav HaShuris. It's not Nitin Lishtanis. So that's what he was able to satisfy all of the requirements. Yeah, it'll come at it. So what Noah pointed out before, you know, the Taz based on this Brais, so the Taz says the Nekudas are not Ma'akiv. Because you see Ezra introduced the Nekudas. So they're not Ma'akiv in the Sefer Torah. If we had the Rama Eila, I'm not so sure. Because it comes out, yeah, Ezra introduced in the Kudus, but there was always Halachal Mashim Sinai that they had to be Shimi in the Surah Sa'is. Until Ezra was Ksav Livenoah. According to Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi, it's not even true, but according to Rabbi Yossi. Until Ezra was Ksav Livenoah. So Ksav Livenoah, there were other Shinuyim. Ezra said, in Ksav HaShuris, the Shinuy is in the Kud on top of the Ois. But the idea that there was Shinuyim Ledrasha, that's Halachal Mashim. And the Chor, it has to be, how could that be an introduction of Ezra? So where were the Drashas before Ezra? Al Koch, there were other Shinuyim in the letters before Ezra. When Ezra was Mishana the Ksav, so he also had to be Mishan and the Shinuyim in the Ksav. Nechami, Lufi Rebbe, that Ezra was not Mishan and the Ksav, so the Nekudas were probably there all along. But the fear of Yosi, that Ezra was Mishan and the Ksav, so we know how he translated the letters, but how did he translate the Shinuyim in the letters? That was the function of the, that's what the Brisa says, that was the function of the Nekudas. Okay, that's it. That's what I wanted to... Shabbat Shalom. Okay, yeah. And next week we're starting the Mishnah and the Baruch. Next Mishnah.
What was Tzavashir's before Ezra? Was it
anything before
Ezra? I don't know. I'm saying, so if it wasn't anything, you could have just, in theory, made up different colors.
No, I don't know. You probably had some. I don't know.